FM.
Yeah, the noise seems to be better if I use that antenna at my house.
But, yeah, the long wire I have in the attic, that's very rare am I able to actually do voice on HF. It's really all FT8 because it's extremely rare. In fact, the only times I'm really able to talk is if 10 meters and 6 meters are open. Those tend to have a low enough noise floor to talk, no problem. But everything else, noise floor is like 7 to 9 pounds. It's bad. But with the 750, yeah, it's definitely a little bit lower. Probably it's because it's a little bit more narrow band, maybe.
Yeah, it's also it's vertical instead of horizontal. So that helps too. You eliminate all the power line stuff. It's vertical. When you were doing POTA, I don't know where you were at. I remember it was on 40 meter, and you couldn't hear me. That was that one day with Captain Don was spotting you, and I'm pretty sure the reason why was because I only had the antenna at 10 meter, and I was using the tuner to make it match, and I don't think any watts of power was going out.
Yeah, I also had a problem on my end. I didn't realize it until Friday when I went and did POTA at Wetzel. That antenna mount that I put on my rear brake light, it tuned fine for VHF, UHF, no problem. But with the AM stick on that mount, I have like a 5-to-1 match, and I can't get it to tune any better. So I think the ground plane is just not good enough. So that's why I switched to my MC750, and that made a big difference because I had a lot of people hearing me, but I wasn't hearing any receptions really at all. And yeah, the match is just horrible on the with that mount on my truck. So everything was definitely a lot better when I didn't use that. So I'm glad I brought the V&A with me Friday and double checked all of that because yeah, this mount is only going to be good for VHF, UHF.
Yeah, I've only had good luck with CAM 620. Any other band I've tried with it, for some reason, won't get this match. And this is with the new car. When I had the Traverse, everything was much better with the Traverse. I had a huge ground plane with that.
Yeah, the hamsticks, even my 80 meter works fine if I use that big, humongous magnet mount that I have, the single magnet. As long as I use that on the roof of my truck, no problem. They all work fine. So I just got to throw that in the back of the truck here and just use that when I want to use hamsticks. But definitely the 750 works better than the hamsticks. I'm just going to rule on it that it's better.
I'm going to switch over to the nodes so I don't have to run in turbo power. So where are you off to today? You just driving around, getting breakfast or what?
I'm going to get the, I'm going to go to the gym and work out. And when I get home, I got a couple projects I got to do. And then I'm going to try to work on tonight phase 3 of OpenGD77. I got all the radios updated, I got all the power calibrated on them, and now I got to figure out DMR, because I, honestly, some of these DMR repeaters, I just don't really know what to set up or what talk groups to use, and yeah, so I'm going to try to get that figured out and clean up the DMR side of things. But everything else is done. I got all the radios updated, calibrated, so that'll be the last thing I do here today.
Yeah, you can simplify the MI5 ones. Just make 2 channels for each one. And to be honest, you probably won't use the second one, but just make 2 channels, and the first channel defaulted to 51, talk group 51, which would be statewide 1, and then the second channel defaulted to statewide Y2, and then you can just leave it at that and probably not touch those. And then that way, whenever you go to that channel, it automatically is on where you need it to be. With the Warren repeater is a little bit different. It's the Brandmeister repeater. And so you can, like, turn it to wherever you want it to go. So that one's a little more complicated, but I would start with the MI5 ones to simplify your life.
So one question I had on that was on the 9600 on MI5, I got those programmed. They're working. But I noticed that I was having trouble talking on the first talk group, because if you hit P4 on the 9600, it toggles which slot you're using. But I'm assuming that doesn't change the talk group. So it looks like I was on what I thought was time slot 1, but I had hit P4 accidentally, and I had time slot 2 showing at the top corner of the display. Is that what that was? It put me on the time slot with the wrong talk group?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, if that's what it did, if it changed your time slot. Yeah, so, yeah, you want time slot 1 with 51 and time slot 2 with 52. And, you know, the way you can remember that is, you know, 1 is with 1 and 2 is with 2.
Yeah, you're right, though. Like the Brandmeister DMR, I'm looking at that and all the different things they have listed, and I'm like, oh, boy. Like, I don't even know how to program this thing and test it. So that's what I'm going to try to do some homework on, because I think I have that one programmed wrong. And then there's another one that, just looking at what's in my code plug, it looks like, I don't know, is the Brandmeister repeater the one that's in Warren? Or are those two different ones?
Yeah, that Warren repeater, it's on the same tower as the KA8WYN, you know, the double nickel. It's on the same tower as it. So, you know, the only thing I ever use that for is the parrot, so I can hear myself back. And then, but occasionally I hear somebody turns it to worldwide, or they'll turn it to North America. But either way, I really don't use that repeater for anything other than for testing. I think a lot of the traffic is on, you know, if you're talking to somebody, a lot of traffic is on the MI5 repeaters.
Didn't catch the call, but go ahead, station.
I hear you, Cujo, but you're very staticky.
How about now? I jumped over to Richmond.
Yep, much better. Go ahead.
I was just going to see if Wally's out there, because I'm over in Chesterfield, and I know he wants to take a look at this 2-meter mobile that I had. But I don't have his cell. All I got is his email.
I thought he was on the other side of the state, unless you know differently. I thought he was visiting family over there, unless he's back by now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he was out of town. I'll catch him later on the weekend. No big deal. Hey, Sean, I love the thing that you sent me a message. It's that one funny 91 that says he cares.
Yeah, I don't know if Sean's out here right now. I was talking to Davey and KEA-TFM, and this is KFA.net. I don't think I identified.
Oh, I don't hear you that much. How's it going, Dave? You say KJO.
Going pretty good. I'll pass it over to Davey, and I don't know if you're at your destination or not. But back to you, Davey, really quick.
No, I just made it to the gym, so I'm going to be ducking out here. So, yep, it was nice chatting with you. Take it easy, gentlemen. KEA-TFM. I'm clear.
All right, talk to you later. And, yeah, I'm just and I've been up for a bit, but not moving, so I probably should be getting myself moving here in a little bit. But what's going on in Cujo world?
Yeah, an emergency service run to Italian restaurant Olive Garden over here at 23 in Gratiot. So I was over in Stone Creek while he was up there, but I forgot that he went out of town.
I forgot what you do. Do you like service ATMs? For some reason, I have in my mind that you service ATMs.
Service the ATM, no, but I do service the alarm system attached to ATM and the cameras that are embedded in the ATM. And then I do ID badging systems, test fire alarms, work on burglar alarms. So I'm an alarm technician, basically.
Okay, now that makes sense, because I remember you mentioning ATMs and you're driving all over the place, so it obviously sounded like service work. So that's cool.
It's a good gig. I've been doing it for like 30 years. Probably doing it for another 30 years. We'll see how it goes. I have to try the screwdriver on my dead cold hands when it gets to that day that's a big cold deal.
Yeah, my forte in to alarm systems, I use SimpliSafe, so. But I'm not sure how well that's gonna work. I really just want it for the door chimes. Like if somebody, if one of my kids opens one of the doors, goes outside, or if they try to sneak out the window in the basement, the alarm will go off.
No, I get it. My first apartment, my second apartment, I had an alarm system in there. My kids were young, and my son liked to unlock the door, so I had to put a chain on it, and then I put a door chime to the alarm system, so when it went off, I'm like, okay, somebody's opening the window of the door now. And then my other residence is the one that I got here in Memphis. I don't have one on that one, but you come in the door, you're going to meet with a bunch of teeth, so the neighbors are NRA car carriers, so you might be pissed on them.
Yeah, that's the way to do it. You have your own neighborhood watch. I'm on a nice corner here, so I can kind of be neighborhood watch. I can watch down one street, and I can watch down the other street. Up on the second floor, so if I see anything suspicious. But right now, everything's under construction. I see lots of, garbage. They have, I don't know how to explain it. They make a box out of plywood, and then they just stuff all the garbage in it. And the street used to be a mess. Now it's much cleaner now. I think somebody cracked down on them.
Well, aren't I down the street from you in some way? Because I was thinking of going down 23 and that Kroger that's down there.
Now, the Kroger that I know of near me is 21 and Card. I'm near 23 and Card. So, that's where I go to Kroger. I don't know if there's one out there in Chesterfield area. There's a Meijer there at 23 and Gratiot, though.
Oh, I'm staring at that. I'm literally in their parking lot. That's where the old person that is right across from the Chase and Longhorn Steakhouse or Texas Roadhouse or whatever the meat place.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where you're at, that Olive Garden over there. Usually park near it when I go to Meijer over there. But every time you go to Meijer over there, you smell steak. It's like you get hungry.
Purpose.
Yep, it's the perfect wind direction over there. So, yeah, this is a nice area. I haven't ventured much past like the expressway area, but then that gets into like New Baltimore and like Anchor Bay and all that stuff. So I think when the summer hits, warmer weather, I'll probably go that way at some point. I've been waiting for them to finish Algonac State Park, because I like to do the parks on the air against the river over there. They got a parking lot. I mean, you might be able to still get to the parking lot. There's like a parking lot that's like up against the waterfront, and it's technically in the park there. You need the sticker to park there and everything. People don't, but you know, you're supposed to need the. But then you can, I can set up my antenna there and do parks on the air from that parking lot. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I've got that campground right there. I'll go back to State Park. I've been there before.
Yeah, that whole stretch, M20, I think it's M29. It turns into 23 mile, turns into M29. But that whole stretch there, there's like a Salt River Marsh, and then there's St. John's Marsh, and then there's Algonac State Park. So you have like three parks there that you could conceivably like go to one, do 10 contacts, go to another, do 10 contacts. You could do three parks in one day that way.
That sounds like fun. You know, what is it? That's HF, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you can do HF, or you can do, 2-meter simplex, but there's not too many people on 2-meter simplex. But the only criteria is that you just make 10 contacts with somebody, and you put them in your log, and then that's considered a quote-unquote activation. So you can stay for more than 10, you know, and just keep on going, or you can decide, oh, I'm going to do like a little marathon run, I'm going to go to another park, and you know, you can go all the way up that M29. You can go to, there's like, you know, there's more state parks like north of Port Huron and things like that. Or state, it has to be state land. So all the state land or state parks have a designator in the system. But I haven't done anything like that. But, you know, that's one thing. Like if you plan it out, you can do make a day out of it.
Yeah, Lexington is up there, too, off of M29. I've been all the way up the thumb run. I've been all the way around the thumb. When I was younger, when the kids were younger, we actually had a summer cottage or a little, what we call a cottage, I guess you could say, in Oak Beach over there by Port Austin.
Okay. Trying to envision where Port Austin is. Is that at the tip of the thumb?
Correct. That is the end of the road for M53 Van Dyke is at Port Austin.
I've always wanted to take a trip up there just to say that I've been to the end. I don't think I've ever been to the end of M53, so I got to make that a goal one of these weekends to just go all the way up M53 to the end. Probably only takes a couple hours, I would imagine.
I think it's like 2.5 hours from where we live, from where you live and where I live. It takes a bit because I'm a half hour east, so I just go up to 69, shoot it over to 53 and take it up. I've been all the way up there. Sit in the big chair, see the lighthouse, and then you go southwest along M29. Which I think turns into M25, and that'll take you down to Oak Beach and Caseville. You gotta check out Cheeseburgers in Caseville.
Wanna see the Axe and Bad Axe. I don't think they're, do they keep, you've been there before, is there really a Axe somewhere, like a symbol, like a historical monument?
I don't think I've ever seen it, because I've never really stopped. Van X, when we were up there, stopped at the Walmart, got some inflatable rings for the kids to go swim in Saginaw Bay, and that's about it. I've never been to downtown Van X, I guess. surprised that I really didn't pay much attention to it.
That was the whole story why it was called Bad Axe, is that some surveyor was up there, and there was an axe on the side of the road when he was doing the survey. That's how it became Bad Axe or something like that. I might be saying it wrong.
No, it's bad. Like I said, but in August, I forgot which week of August it's in, but it's cheeseburgers in Kaysville. It's all the way through Kaysville. It's like Jimmy Buffett theme. They have burgers everywhere, cheeseburgers everywhere. And, I get, my daughter actually bought this hat, or I bought her this hat, and she put little trinkets on it, you know, pink flamingo, drinking a beer, you know, a squishy hamburger that his eyes popped out. So, it's not, I mean, there's activities up there for the kids along with for the adults. You got a boat, I wouldn't suggest going there because it's like Daytona Beach and you won't get through.
Well, I see it's a 10-day festival full of burger stands.
Yes, and it is a lot of fun. Like I said, there's music up and down the road at different places. There's activities for the kids. Burger jam, like I said, cheeseburgers as far as your stomach can handle them everywhere. And actually there's something else there too. It's just a fun, I mean, oh, that's an arts and crafts festival too. You'll see all that. It's something for, it's something for the whole family. If you've never done it, you've definitely got to make a day to go up there.
Yeah, I see the, they have like a whole, you go to their Chamber of Commerce. They got a whole slideshow picture of it. Yeah, it looks like it's crazy up there. But that's cool. Yeah, I'll have to try that one day.
Yeah, I guess my son and daughter, they had a blast. We all got goofy-looking hats. I mean, people walk around with goofy-looking hats. I have a rooster. I have a crab hat. My daughter's got her cowboy hat with a flamingo. That she made the hat. It's got all these little things on it with a flamingo sitting glued onto the top, a pink flamingo, that's holding a little beer. You know, so like I said, it's a lot of fun. It really is. And if your kids are younger, I think they'll have a blast.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to get off of the radio here just because I got to get myself moving and do something productive today. So I will chat with you later. Good luck on your service call there. And we'll chat with you later. I'll list it out, though. KF8S.
Oh, I'm done with the service call. I did as much as I could do, not being a fire technician. No, I'm at the Kroger down here on 23 and New Baltimore. So 73K, I go get your barrier moving. I'm going to go home and vegetate again once I get back there. KCKJO.
WAFU, ABAPR. Yeah. What happened? I slept in. Now I'm going to get my hair cut, and then I'm going to look for lunch. Oh, okay. Now I'm going to say, wow, yesterday. I'm still wondering if I dreamt it. Well, there you go. Oh, boy. I feel bad, actually. I do. Ah, you know. No, because they had a chance at the playoffs and everything, and we didn't. So, I mean, you know. I'm happy with the outcome, but I actually do feel bad for them.
New era, man. They're probably still going to the playoffs.
Yeah, ending was ugly. I don't know who's, I think they're both at fault. They shouldn't have tried to plant that flag, and they should have, and they still overreacted too. to it also.
Well, remember the Baker Mayfield incident. They weren't going to let it happen again.
Yeah, I'm sure if the situation was reversed, it'd be exactly the same results. Oh, well. Anyways, just coming back from the lawn screw swap. Didn't sell a thing.
How was it? I've been hearing, you know, the swaps are getting sparser and sparser, if that's a word. That place that everybody's been using lately is not a bad venue if it's affordable. How was it overall?
Well, I guess they double booked, so they put us in a different room. It looked like it might have been a gymnasium or something. But, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. I bought a preamp for their heater. Looks like a good commercial quality preamp. Put on the bench, see if it actually works.
Roger, you should be okay with where you're at. I know preamplification can cause all sorts of grief in repeaters, but you're not facing a real high-end RF environment there, so you should get some benefit.
Well, it was. I had that other repeater at the site, which is only 13 megahertz away from my receiver, and it was causing all kinds of problems, but that's gone. So there's nothing else on there.
Oh, there you go. I don't know if you saw or not, I got coordinated for Richmond, so that's going to be dropping 400K, and hope this week to get to that, but we shall see.
Yeah, I never get out that way. But now I'm going to have to reprogram all my radios again. I do have it in there in case I am ever out that way. So, that's always a fun job.
Yeah, well, we wanted to get it on the air, so, you know, I knew this was going to be a thing, you know, and I knew it wasn't going to be, you know, just a little bit. I knew it was going to take some time. So, by the time we get a coordination, then I knew everybody's going to be used to the other. But what are you going to do? Anywho, I am pulling in at Grimes. Hopefully, Grimes is open. Are they? Oh man. Oh, yeah, it says open. Okay. I'm at Grimes.
Okay, go get Grimes.
Just think about it. I was there.
N1KRD monitoring.
Online.
KF80 Web. KF80 Web.
Where'd Dakota go?